Chana Yerushalmi, corresponding to Maseches Erchin Babli, Daf Chof Aleph. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, 6 lines up from the foot of the page, in Mishrishu Kredim. In fact, the Gifa changed that it should read as follows: Va'asurim Melikzom Lifnei Ha'Omer. The Mishnah says they're forbidden to reap before the Omer. Rabbi Yonah Omer Kredim La'Avor. Rabbi Yonah says this is before bringing the Omer. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kredim L'Kisira. Yossi says before harvesting barley for the Omer. And Rabbi Yonah Havor Materes La'Avor Kisira Materes L'Kisira. Rabbi Yonah says that does bringing the Omer permit bringing Menachos from Chadash for the Ered, and harvesting permits harvesting? This is unreasonable, rather bringing permits both of them. And Rabbi Yossi Kisira Materes Havor V'Kisira. Rabbi Yossi says harvesting permits bringing and harvesting. But from Cain, Rabbi Yossi should say Havi Bar Katsala Rabim Venitma Chaza Yochid Lesuri. So because he said so, Rabbi Yossi asked, if he harvested for the Rabim, means for the Omer, it became Tomei, does an individual return to his Issa? Since he must harvest again, perhaps it's as if he did not harvest. The sentence is added to the gift about the Gra, Behmi Shrishu Kredim La Omer HaOmer Matiram. If they took root before the Omer, the Omer permits them. Rabbi Yonah Amar Kredim, it should say La'avor. Rabbi Yonah says this is before bringing the Omer. Rabbi Yossi Amar Kredim Lekatsira is a gifter. Rabbi Yossi says it's before harvesting. Amar, Rabbi, should say Yossi Milse de Kahana Masayeli. Rabbi Yossi said he has a support for himself from Kahana's teaching. The Kahana Amar, the Himtakriv Minchas Bekurim La'Hashem Zu Bechira Ha'acheres Le'Bechira. He asked Afila Asovim, Afila Hashosha Ha'ime Bar Umatir. Kahana said, quoting from the Pasuk in Vayikra Beis, Pasuk Yudalad, if you shall bring a meal offering of Bikurim to Hashem, this one Bikra, which means this one ripened early and the other grain did not ripen. Exert yourself and you'll find the answer. Even if others are only grass, the grain didn't sprout, or just took root, the Omer comes and permits it. Do we not discuss before harvesting? Because the Torah says Aviv, which is early to ripen, and Carmel, which is the grain is soft and filled with straw. A second report for Rabbi Yossi is Abaisa. One who weeds on the 13th of Nisan and the stalk of grain was uprooted in his hand, he plants it in a soft place, but not in a hard place, it will take root, and the Omer will permit it. Before the Omer, therefore, there's the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th, and part of a day is like the entire day, as if there are 3 days before Kesias HaOmer, on the night after the 15th. If the offering permits, he could weed on the 14th, and it would be permitted, because there's 14th, 15th, and part of the 16th, before it's offered. Amar Rabbi Yonah should say, Milsei de Rabbi Avina Masayeli. Rabbi Yonah said he had a support for himself from Rabbi Avina. The Amar Rabbi Avina, Tipate Ka'adom Asnitha, B'mokim Shenagu Shleilasif Malacha Ba'abarasa. Rabbi Avina said that Ibraisa discusses a place where the custom is not to do Malacha on the 14th, because it's the day we offer the Korban Pesach. Everywhere we don't do Malacha in the afternoon. In some places the custom is to forbid Malacha even in the morning. Therefore, it did not teach about one who weeds on the 14th. And they should say, "Va'afilu b'mokim shenagel asayis malacha ba'abarsa lai betolosh shema b'mechuba." The Gemara asks, "Well, in any case, we could not teach one who weeds on the 14th, even in a place where the custom is to do malacha on the 14th. Is it not only with detached payros? Perhaps it's permitted even with attached." Ashkach tani mokim shenagel asayis malacha betolosh ois ma'afilu b'mechuba. And the answer is yes. There's a brisa was found that says that in a place where the custom is to do malacha with detached payros, we may do even with attached.